Hi there, my name is Rob de Jong from the Azure Active Directory Engineering team, and in this short video I want to introduce you to dynamic memberships for groups. So I'll be explaining what dynamic membership is and how you can use it to make your access management processes more efficient. As an administrator, I need to provide the right access to resources for my users. Now I can do that by adding and removing access rights directly to users, or more conveniently, I can use a security group that I grant access to resources and then add and remove users in that group. Dynamic membership for groups is a feature where the administrator can set a rule on a group that is then used to automatically add and remove users in that group. So by setting this up, users who satisfy the rule will become members of the group, and users who no longer satisfy the rule will be removed from the group. By assigning that group to provide access to a resource, such as an application or SharePoint folder, access to these resources is now managed through the rule. So when new users join, they are provided with the right access right to resources based on their user attributes, and when these attributes change, access to resources is changed accordingly. Now let's look at an example of how that works. To show you how this works, I'm going to go to the Groups tab in my directory and I'm going to add a new group. I'm going to name it the All Sales Users group. So there we go. Now I'm going to click on that group, and then I'm going to click on the Configure tab in that group, and there I can enable the automatic membership rule for this group. And the rule I'm going to enable is add users where department equals sales. So I will save the rule, and then after a little while I can go to the Members tab. And when I do that, I can see that all users where department equals sales have been added to the group through the rule. So what's next? In real life, the rules that you want to use to dynamically assign access to resources will likely be more complex, like all users in sales that work from the US or Canada, and all users in sales that work from any other country and have a job title that contains manager. Or maybe it's more simple rules, such as all users that are not a guest. Now you can learn how to create these rules from a next video, how to create rules for dynamic group memberships, that explains this in detail, or simply by trying out dynamic group memberships in your Azure AD. Thanks for watching and stay tuned for more.